Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is my co-worker at South Shore Arts, Donna Catalano. Well, all right, let's start over again. Jesus.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that just water in that glass?
Yes, it. Well, you know, vodka.
Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is my co-worker at South Shore Arts, Donna Catalano, who is our Director of Special Projects. And within the purview of that title is that Donna is in charge of our grant program that we conduct every year in partnership with the Indiana Arts Commission. We have served as a regional partner of the Indiana Arts Commission since 1997 and began making grants locally on their behalf in 2000, as did all of the regional partners throughout the state. And so, Donna, what's coming up? Lots of grants.
Yeah, 'tis the season, as we say. Mm-hmm. Our first deadline comes up in January for the on-ramp program. The on-ramp program is really neat because it's for artists who are practicing mm-hmm. and who have been artists for a while, but it gives them a three-day intensive course on how to take their business to the next level, to mm-hmm. think of themselves as a business mm-hmm. and to think of themselves as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so they go down, usually I think to Indiana University, it'll be a college campus somewhere, mm-hmm. and they literally work with a coach mm-hmm. who will tell them how to organize their business and how to get themselves out there more. And at the end of that three-day program, they can apply for a fellowship for up to $3,000 to do that.
And the on-ramp opportunity, are there a certain number of them available?
Yes, I think there's 30 of them available for the entire state. Mm-hmm. I think last year we had 4 people from the area mm-hmm. Do that. Sam Love, Laurel Izzard, and a few more. Mm-hmm.
So. And what about for organizations? What's coming up?
Our organizations. It's our regional initiative grant. The guidelines will go up on our website about the week of December 20th.
Okay.
And we'll get those up online, and people can look at the guidelines, and you'll be able to go in and actually start your application.
Mm-hmm.
I do information sessions one-on-one so people can contact me and work together. We had 50 applications last year,
mm-hmm.
Which was a record for us.
A record.
And we gave away $276,000 to arts organizations and projects in Lake Porter and LaPorte counties.
And we should say that the Indiana Arts Commission allocates the funds based on population.
Yes, and outside of Indianapolis, we are the most populated area, so that mm-hmm. works for us.
Yeah, it does.
And we're very lucky to do that. We have all sorts of things going on in all three counties. We need to get some more grants in, if anybody's listening. If you're in a rural area, I would love to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we can give my contact information at the end.
So the kinds of grants that we give are for arts organizations that are full-time arts organizations, and they can apply for general operating support, whereas other nonprofits can apply for project support for an arts project.
Yeah.
It has to be for an arts-related
project.
Yeah,
and we have different levels depending on the income that they raise during the year.
Mm-hmm.
So $50,000 and over, or up to $250,000 is an organization which is considered Arts Organization 1,
mm-hmm.
you know, level 1. So we have a lot of those. Smaller theaters, smaller mm-hmm. Symphonies do that. And then in project grants, those are things that are under 50,000 income levels. And that is, you know, smaller dance companies, little tiny theaters, municipalities that do things
mm-hmm.
That – and you don't have to be an arts organization to do an art project.
But you do have to be nonprofit.
Yes, you do have to be nonprofit or a state entity.
You can be a school.
You can be a school or municipality. We
mm-hmm.
have a couple charter schools that get grants to mm-hmm. do arts programs in their schools.
And when is the deadline for the organization grants?
Organization grants are March 5th. And we ask that you, if you would like us to look at them and review them and make sure you have everything in order, you can contact me and I'll be glad to review it and sit down with you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fun ones we had last year was Festa Italiana.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fun little thing. And those are other things things you can do, like little festivals like that, mm-hmm. a music festival. I sat down with Gabus Arboretum yesterday because they're thinking about coming back in.
Oh, good. Yeah. So the and some of the other grant programs that the Indiana Arts Commission offers, the Individual Advancement Program for Artists.
Yep, that's coming up. That deadline is actually February 6th.
Okay.
And that changes disciplines every year. So this year it is visual arts.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a $2,000 grant. And I think we had 8 or 9 people get that last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to help you do something that develops your career.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go to a workshop, if you want to need a piece of equipment that will help you do your job better or, mm-hmm. or your art better, mm-hmm. that would be included in that.
Right.
So.
Well, good. Well, to find out more about the grants, to get help preparing one, well, first of all, you can go to the South Shore Arts website.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you can call Donna at 219-836-1839, extension 104.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or Donna at southshoreartsonline.org. Okay. Thanks, Donna, for being here to
tell
us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.